Okay, here we go. Three short ideas with Rav Meshev Kareba, Parsha Sav, Shabbos Agoda, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Lunish Bel Nishmas, Esther Teila, Bas Rav Gabriel Penchas. The Rebbe writes from the first Torah, from the Rebbe, the Nomal, Nolam Alimach, the Devar Amaskel Zos, Patzitah Zos Torah Sa'ola, beginning of the Parsha talks about the carbon oil. Zos Torah Sa'ola. And he says we have to understand that a person has to learn Torah Lishma. And he says, Zos Torahs, he gives a beautiful pshat. Zos Torahs Ha'ola, you know what it means to be to make sure to learn Torah? Ha'ola. Ha'ola. Her shekhasim alamed osam adarchi shemisprach. Zos hi ashkina shenika zos. Omer akosu zos Torah sa'ola. Ratzol omer. In limit Torah hi l'shem shema da'ayinu l'shma. La'alos la'azos nachas ruach liyotzo. Ha'ola pesha Torah zos alav l'vlam yisprach. Hishma. To make sure to be able to learn Torah l'shma. And when you learn Torah l'shma, you're making sure to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And says the Rebbe, explain the Noam Alch, you know what it means to learn Torah l'shma? Look at, you want to know how you first check every Torah is l'shma? Look at your midos. She yizcha, yizachif, yitar adamas midos of, kol midorat, vua boi zachif, hos yizchana. Go midos like chasiv al tosa, she dey racham. You can have anger, you have to come a little more merciful. Chem shor kol midos lakayin, yizke a little more Torah l'shma, v'tisal Torah l'shma l'masso. At the end of the day, you want to know if you had a good winter's month in Eretz Yisrael, or in seminary, or in yeshiva, or wherever you are, look at your midos. And this is a Torah for later on from the Chesed of Kushim, where it says, we're going to say this in Parshas Kedoshim. Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. What does it mean, Zeh klal gadol b'Torah, Rabbi Akiva said? Zeh klal gadol b'Torah means, you want to know how your Torah is to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You want to know what your report card is in your Torah l'shma, and you're living in your and you're growing in your Torah. Number one way to look. Look at your midos. Look at your avos Yisrael. Look at your kindness. Look at your compassion. Do you get angry quickly? Are you patient? Are you loving? Are you sad? Are you angry? Look at your midos. Zos Torah Ha'ola. Make sure your Torah is making you a refined person. Making sure that it's making you a better person. This is what Arizal says when you look at in the sitter. You're looking for the chametz. You're not just looking for the physical chametz. You're looking for the spiritual chametz to get rid of, to burn up. Love this idea from the Rebbe Ramayelach and the Rizal, idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from Zegel Machar Ephraim. Talking about right at also beginning, Meheir Mesadesha Shatocha La'ish. You have to get rid of bring up the ashes in order from the fire. So he said earlier in the week from the Magid, maybe we misquoted it, but the Magid, they asked the Magid, right, the Zegel Machar Ephraim was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, so he asked his Rebbe the Magid the following question, Eich Lokim Histavas Lavar Shosh. How does a person bring up their fire for Avodas Hashem? The Magid says, look in the Pasuk. When a person becomes a little bit more humble, you take the offer and the ether. Sheichapis liknos midas ashiflos. Ashetochalesh. Sha'idezeh tevar boish. Islavus tavodis barit. When a person has humility, when a person has shiflos, when a person, Eheir Mesadeshin, you mamish become a balanova. Right? That's what that's called lechem. That's what matzah is called. Lechem oini, Chazal call it. The poor man's bread. The Heir Mesadeshin. Then Asher Tochash. Then a person could have Avodas Hashem and fire for the Ribono Shel Olam. Early in the week we said that a person's got to be mechapis himself even in the offer and the ether of their lives, which could be what the Degel said, what the Magid said. But here the Rebbe explains it a little differently. The Heir Mesadeshin, when you become a Balanova, become ashes and become shafa in your own eyes, then Asher Tochash. Then you could come to have fire in your Avodas Hashem. This is what Rav Amir quotes from the Sas Emes. So Hashem says, you take the word Ish out of Yisrael, 541 minus 301, you're left with Amalek. What does Amalek have to do with Pesach? Told by Purim. No. It says the Achidah and others farm, Kiyad al Keska. You want to know how Kadosh Baruch Hu's name becomes full? Kiyad, through Yudalid. Through Yudal, through Bir Chametz. To make sure, when we're davening, the Tzadikim would mamish daven by Bir Chametz. Daven for the Bosh, mamish in Eis Ratzon. In Eis Ratzon, the daven for Shiflos. The daven for humility, for daven. And this is what Tzadok says, V'nafshi ka'afar l'kol tiyah, then p'sach li b'sor secha. Hashem, make my soul like dust, then the Torah could affect it. That's what Tzadok says, in Rishis Elayla. Chash Baruch Hu, the Magid is telling us, the Degel quoted in this on our parsha, you want to become, have Eish in your Avodas Hashem, you want to have fire in your Avodas Hashem, you want to be kind and patient, and not get crazy with your kids before Pesach, make sure to stay humble. Make sure to stay subjugated and surrender to others. Beautiful idea from the Degel Machan Frem quoting his Rebbe, the Magen Mizrich in the Sfas Emes, and of Tzadok, Adin number 3. Adin number 3 comes to us from the Tefer Shlomo. It's not the Tefer Shlomo Parsha Sav, but it's the Tefer Shlomo on Shabbos HaGadol, the Mawadim. And we said it earlier in the week, we got to say again, Matzos, Torcha Balakum Kaddish. You got to make sure to eat your Matzos in a holy place. The chatzar olma yochlu, you should read it in the courtyard, you shall eat it. Says that the Radomsk Rebbe whose yartzeit was last week, Chavtes Adar, Tifer Shlomo, it's closer than Aleinu. He says, Ki achilas matzah b'la pesach mitkadesh as adam yos gufa malkom kodosh. To make sure, matzah's tochabam kakodosh, you're going to eat the matzah this week, next week in Mitzvah Shem, and you're going to purify yourself, and you're going to sanctify yourself in such a holy way. But you have to make sure, but you have to do it by malkom kodosh. Achilas matzah polas lashos kedusha adam shiyah malkom kodosh. It can only affect you if you're holy. If you're kli, that's holiness. If you're an or, if you just expect to come to the Seder and the matzah to be able to, no, it's going to just be another piece of bread. It's going to be some matzah. But when a person sanctifies himself, and you become a kli, when you become a kli of kedusha, then the kedusha, it could be your magnet of kedusha, then the magnet of kedusha of matzah could come. And he quotes the Zohar. The Zohar tells us, it's refuas panimius. It's called michel das vasa, the Zohar says. Ki refuas hanefesh b'pnim. It's called mamish, a healing bread. It could only be a healing bread if it comes to a place of holiness. It comes to a place of tahara. And that's exactly what we're talking about. This Tefer Shlomo. You can't just come to Pesach. The whole Indian, there's no other yontif. Ein kedusha bli achana, Chazal say, right? Ein kedusha bli achana means, it's very simple. Ein kedusha bli achana, you can't come to anything holy without preparing yourself. But literally, Tefer Shlomo says, there's such holiness on the Lel Seder, such holiness on the Matzah, but only if you prepare yourself to become a kli to be able to make sure that that Matzah will affect you. Kedusha of Pesach will affect you. A beautiful idea for Tefer Shlomo. These three ideas. He said the first Torah from the Rebbe Melech, Zos Torah Sa'ola, Zos Torahs Ha'ola. Make sure the Torah is always trying to bring you up. Make sure that the Torah, yeah, you want to know how to look at your Torah, if it's good in Rabban Shem's eyes, make sure it makes you become an oila, an elevated person, a kinder person, a more caring, kind, and compassionate, sensitive person. And if it's not, then you have to go back to your Torah. Mesru Chesel Kushur says, you want to know how to look into your Torah? Zeklal Gadol B'Torah? Look at your Avos Yisrael. Look at the way you talk, at the way you're kind and caring, especially before Shabbat, especially before Yontif. The Yitzhar knows how to cook, how to get crazy, to make sure to be calm and caring. And then number two, the Degel Machar Ephraim. He said, quotes the Hermes Sedeshin. How do you be able to make the quote? Yeah, I quoted. They asked the Magid, how do you become Ashen Yavod Hashem? The Hermes Sedeshin. When a person has the ability to go look for the within themselves, the offer and the Efer and the offer, and look for the dust within themselves, then you could have the Ash. Then you could have Shatochal Ash. Then you could have that Bodes Hashem, the Ash. You could have the fire. And you take Ash out of Yisrael, the ultimate day, the beating of Amalek, is Kiyar, is Dafka Yudalad, Dafka Yudalad Nisan. The whole Indian, the whole story of Purim happened on Pesach. The Iker time to daven to the Bono Shalom is very important. It's by Bir Chometz. Kiyar Kiska. Finally, the Tefer Shlomo, Matzos Tochel B'Makal Kodesh, Yochlua B'Olamot. You have to make sure that you eat it in a holy place. You have to become the holy magnet. The Matzah is holy, but you have to become Makam Kodesh. Holiness can only come to holiness. To be holy, to make sure in kedusha b'liachad, to prepare ourselves not just physically but spiritually, to make sure to prepare ourselves for the kedusha of matzah, the kedusha of Leil Seder, the kedusha of Pesach. Shvizocha be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. Shvizocha that our Torah should make us more refined, more kind, more caring, more compassionate people. To make sure that we have that slavas and avos Hashem that comes from anafshi ka'arfalik lemisachol b'pesachah to become more humble, then we can have the fire and to understand to be mekabel the kedusha of Yontif. We have to become kedush kadosh ourselves by Hashem. Wish everyone. Beautiful Shabbos, good Yom Tov.